Welcome to this episode of Ad Agency Live. Now, before we actually get into this episode, I just wanted to personally thank you for taking the time to come check us out. We really appreciate our listeners. You guys mean the world to us, and you are the reason why we are creating this content. And I would also like to invite you to come check out ProfitableAds.com. That is actually our agency. So what we do is we help businesses such as yourself cut acquisition costs by up to 50%, meaning you can get people into your business using paid advertising for half the price. Now, you can't just pay us to do this work for you. We actually have what's called a partner program. And if you have an active business that is making money and you would like to cut your cost per acquisition and use online advertising to leverage for your business, I highly recommend that you come check us out at profitableads.com/apply or just profitableads.com and click the apply button. And I look forward to talking to you soon. Now, enjoy this episode of Ad Agency Live. Thanks. Welcome, fellow marketer, to Ad Agency Live with Zach Radford. And today, we're going to learn another amazing marketing tactic grow your business. Let's get into it. Hey, how's it going, guys? Zach here with another episode of Ad Agency Live. And today I'm going to show you a way that you can end overwhelm in your business and in your life and just overwhelm. Sometimes it's so heavy, man. I'm going to show you exactly how to put it down and grow your business at the exact same time. Because as entrepreneurs, you know, we wear a lot of hats, especially at the beginning. We're handling marketing, sales, client fulfillment, agency owners. Oh, you know, you guys know exactly what I'm talking about. You're doing 30 jobs at the same time, and it's so hard to do everything amazing and keep organized. So today I'm going to share with you a system that I've started using. Now, I didn't create this. I got this from a gentleman named Scott Olford. And if you haven't heard of Scott Olford, he is a business wizard of sorts. He has some amazing case studies he's worked with. I think he's up to like over 100 new businesses or businesses that he's helped get over $1 million within an annual period. So like that speaks in itself. He knows what he's talking about. He knows what he's doing. This isn't my method. This is his method that I've learned from him, but I've implemented it in my business and it absolutely works. So I want to share that with you. And I also want to give kudos where it is due. Now, so essentially this method, and I'm not sure what his technical name for it, but I'm calling it the brain dump. I think he called it the same thing or something similar, but I've been implementing this into my business every single week. I'm doing this every seven days, so every Friday afternoon, I'm implementing this so I can be prepped and ready for the following week. Now, essentially, I'm just gonna walk over what the tactic is, and then I'll show you how I kind of use it and how I've implemented it into my business and the direct results that I've seen from implementing this, okay? So first off, the method is simply this. Get into a clear state. Now, whatever that is you need to do to get into a clear state, I mean like in a clear mindset, if that's go for a run, exercise, meditation, whatever you do, take a bath. I don't know exactly what you do to get into that flow state, whatever that is, get into that mindset. And then once you're there, you literally want to write down, get a piece of paper and pen and just blast out all of these ideas, these crazy ideas that you have in your head, like as far as all your problems, all everything that you're stressed about, all the events coming up, everything that you have going on with your business, you want to just kind of blast that out onto a piece of paper. Now, some of the things that you write down may sound totally insane. Like for me, I was worried that I would never be able to live up to my marketing and my hype and all that. Like just there's underlying mindset things as far as like real tangible things like, hey, we need more leads, we need more sales. There's stuff that does seem crazy, but you want to get it all out. There's no limit to crazy here. Put all of those ideas on the page. And the first time I did it, I got like almost 100 things that were floating in my head. And I was like, no wonder I was feeling a little overwhelmed and a little bit stressed. Okay. And just to preface this, I implemented this. I actually got my whole team doing it now. We started implementing it about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and we've seen increase in sales about 20 to 30% in overall business. Clients have never been happier. Things are working. So this works. Okay. So step one, get into the zone. Step two, dump everything out onto a piece of paper. Now, the next step is fairly straightforward. You have 7 categories. Now you want to write these down, okay? These is 7, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Sorry, 6 categories, but get a pen and paper and write these down. The first category is marketing. The second category is sales. The third category is operations and team. The following category is client delivery. So whatever you're going to be delivering to your client. The next category is mindset. And the next one is finances. So what you do with that big brain dump, all of those problems and worries that you have in your business. Now let's implement them into the system that makes to the corresponding category. There's also another section, which we're going to call the bucket. And that bucket is for things that we can't control, that have no rational reason for being in your mind, or it's just out of reach for the time being. Okay. And so essentially what we do is we take those ideas and then we start organizing them. So let's say some of the issues that we had is like, hey, we need more sales. Well, that would go under sales. We need more leads. We need more exposure. I need to work on my YouTube channel. I need to get Facebook content out. I need to do this. I need to do that. And then you're starting to move those around. And then so one of our big ones that we instantly saw is that we needed a framework for our client delivery. Now, we do paid media, of course, and it does flex a little bit. It's a little bit different for every single client. But we didn't have a solid framework. Now, anybody who comes in with us, we created a framework called the SEED framework. And maybe I'll do a video about that one time and share that information with you guys. But essentially what the SEED framework does is gives us the tools we need to deliver the client an excellent experience every single time. And if you're wondering why we call it the seed method, is because we're literally planting ideas in people's minds and watching them grow. Anyways, very cool. I'll say that for another video. And then so essentially you take your brain dump and you start organizing these things. And then you start looking at what's rational and what's not rational. Anything that's not rational, like the world's going to be ending soon, well, put that into a bucket, because if the world does end, it's out of your control. There's not much you can do. And then what we do, now that we have a list of marketing, sales, operations and team, client delivery, mindset, and finances, once we have these lists, and then so finances could be like, well, let's say I want to run paid ads. Well, that's marketing, but I don't have the finances, don't have the money to run paid ads. That would be a thing. And then what we do from this point is we group it into 7, 30, and 90-day sections. So what I did, and Scott doesn't tell you to do this by any means, but this is just kind of what I did, is that I have a 7-day card, I have a 30-day card, and I have a 90-day card. So basically, I went from having 100, 200 things in my mind that I quote-unquote had to do to looking at, so my 7-day list is about 4 things. My 30-day list is 6 things. My 90-day list is another 6 things. I can't stress this enough. The ability to focus on what actually matters will change your business dramatically. So we saw an increase in business. We went from signing 1 client a week. Like that was like, if we got a client a week, like that was amazing. So last week we got 3 clients. This week we've already got 4 clients. This stuff works because what it allows you to do is focus on your business and solve the real problems that are holding you back. Because we all have these underlying things in our mind that we think are extremely important, but they're not. And the best way to kind of sort through all that stuff and end overwhelming your business is to get organized. Okay, so let's go over the entire process again, just so you understand and we clarify 100%. We get in the zone, whatever that is. Go for your run, walk, meditation, whatever that is. And once you're in that zone, you write down all of the problems that you're having, okay? All the fears, everything that's in your mind regarding your business. Then you take those fears, and step three is you organize them according to marketing, sales, operation and team, client delivery, mindset, and finances. Then once you have that organized, you take them and put them in 7-day buckets, 30-day buckets, 90-day bucket, and a bucket that we don't have control over and no rational fear. So that's like the death bucket. Let's just call it that. So things like that we cannot control, we're putting in that. Or if we can't complete them in the next 90 days, we'll put them in that bucket as well. So let's say you want to write a best-selling book, but you know that is totally out of the question in the next 90 days. That goes in the other bucket, okay? We'll call it the hold bucket, not death bucket, because we want to bring it back to life. These are still goals and dreams and things that you want to do, but we need to be realistic. And then so what you're going to end up with is you'll look at all of your things, all like marketing, sales, operations, client delivery, mindset, and finances, and you're able to break down into, again, 7, 30, and 90 days. And then so this is like I can review my 7 days. So my 7 days is organized lead sources and meeting sources. My goal is to sign one client a week because that's what we were doing at the time is that when I wrote this. We're also looking at promoting affiliate products, softwares and stuff like that because we're looking to add some residual incomes into our business. So we want to get affiliate sales. Obviously, we have a podcast. So one of my things was we wanted to rank the podcast. And the final thing was to create better content for you guys. So that's my 7 days. So no matter what I'm doing, if I got all these meetings and all this stuff is happening, I just let it go. I drop it down. I set it down. Boom. Put it in a cannon. Shoot it to the moon. Whatever you need to do to get it out of your mind. Go back to your 7-day list. Are these the things that I'm doing? And once you focus on these enough, you're going to start getting results. And then so what happens, you do it every 7 days. So I do it every Friday afternoon. And then so in the 30 days, what am I trying to complete? What am I looking at? Does this still make sense? And you're just refining and refining and refining. Again, you'll have your 7-day plan, your 30-day plan, and your 90-day plan. And that is how you grow and scale a business, according to Scott Alford. And just implementing this for 3 weeks, our sales have like tripled. So I highly, highly recommend that you implement this into your agency, your business, no matter what you're doing. And I know there's a lot of ways to do this. This for me is the first simplistic way that I've found that I can do really fast. Like, so the first time I did the brain dump, it was about half an hour, 45 minutes, maybe about an hour. Let's just call it an hour. The second Friday was about 20 minutes. And then the following Friday is about 15 minutes. And then the next one's going to be like, I already have all the fears and everything out. So it's just organizing them. Hey, was this working? Is this still important to my business? Is this, you know, what does it look like if I'm getting, because sometimes we think we want things and we don't even realize when we get those, it's going to be a nightmare. Let's say you were like, hey, I want 50 new clients right away. Well, you know what? The problem with getting 50 new clients is that you have to solve all of those problems that are associated with those 50 clients. So now having 50 clients is not the issue. It's like, hey, maybe I only want 2 or 3 clients a week because that's all we can onboard or that's all I can serve at the moment or whatever the case is. And then that is how you get your 50 clients over the next X amount of weeks. Like that's a better goal than be like, hey, I want 100 clients in the next 7 days. That does not make sense. So you have to be realistic. You have to use what's important to you. And this is a framework that has worked for me. And I truly, truly hope that you implement this into your business. Now, when it gets cool, what's cool about this is once you've implemented it yourself, you can share all your goals with your team and they can be on point with that as well. Not only that, you can get your team to fill it out so you can see what's important to them. And then you know what's important to them in their roles, what they're focusing on. Now, if you're looking at it and let's say one of your teammates, one of your employees, is, let's say they are an account manager, okay? And they're running the account manager for the marketing business And so they have a ton of things to do. They're super busy, but they're focusing on one thing that doesn't make sense. Like, it doesn't add value. It's not a revenue related task. It doesn't help the client. It doesn't do anything. You can then look at that and say, hey, like, why are we putting so much time and effort on that? Why don't we try applying it to here and so forth? So I'm calling this the brain dump method. I'm not sure what Scott calls it, but that's what I'm calling it. I highly recommend you implement it. And if you enjoyed this content, this one piece of content will change your business, by the way. I'm just saying that, I'm putting that out there. It works really, really well. And if you've enjoyed this content, please, wherever you're listening to your podcast, leave us a 5-star review only if we've earned it. And an honest review would be fantastic. What that does is allows us to reach more marketers and more business owners, and allows us to spread our word and helps the world as a whole. And if you're watching this on Facebook Live, hashtag live, if you're watching the replay, hashtag replay. Boom, I'm done. Enjoy your day. I'll talk to you soon. Drop the mic. Talk to you guys soon.